we wanted to just take this time to introduce ourselves to you. I'm here, I'm Pam, and I'm here with Molly and Hannah, and give you an opportunity to get to know us and to learn a little bit about our leadership journey and how we started out and how we ended up to where we are at. So I want to start with Molly. Molly, would you just give us a little insight as to how you started your homeschool leadership journey?
Sure. I'll start with my family. I have seven kids, and we have been homeschooling since the beginning. So that's 19 years. And my leadership journey really started just a couple years into homeschooling. I had been a part of a homeschool moms support group and loved this group. Just, it was so great for me as a young mom to have other people there and older moms that I could learn from and families. And the leader of that group stepped down and nobody else was stepping up. So even though I had only been homeschooling a couple years, I wanted it to keep going. And so I stepped up to lead that group. And I warned people as I stepped up that I wasn't going to be able to do everything that the other leader had done because I was young and didn't know much and whatever, but I was willing. And it was great. I led that group for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And then at that time, I started leading in another co-op where I was kind of a statewide leader for a co-op that we had been involved in for probably 5-6 years. And that lasted for a while until I was just, well, kind of dissatisfied with that situation and stepped down from leadership, but kept teaching and just needed something different for our family. And so with a lot of trepidation, I kind of started a movement within the group, our existing group, of what can we do different and can we make this better and can we do a group on our own that will better serve the needs of our families? And so we did that, and we stepped out and created our own co-op the way we wanted it, the way that we knew that would work for our families, and that's been going for almost 4 years now. So that has been great. And
so two things I want to point out from some of the stuff that you just talked about, Molly, was one, when you first started your homeschool journey, you didn't have it all together. You didn't know, not your homeschool journey, your leadership journey. You didn't necessarily know everything. So I think that's important for our listeners to hear, because I think sometimes when you are being called to step into leadership, you have a sense that you should know everything, and you don't have to know everything.
For sure. I did not know everything, and I knew I was limited, and but I was willing to just learn along the way and to help other, to bring other people along that can help me, because I knew I couldn't do it all. And that was the case for our group that we're leading now. I knew that I couldn't do it on my own, and so I brought other people along and just cast a vision and said, let's do something different. Can we do this together? And other people were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's, you know, and we didn't know how, we didn't know what we were doing. We learned a lot, but that's why we're here. Because we want to help other people to be able to do that.
And that's my second point, is recognizing when you're in a situation and it's not working, that you don't have to stay in that situation. There are other people, the people that came along with you were also in that situation, and they knew that that there needed to be a change. And so you cast the vision and they were able to follow along with you.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's how I got to here. And the other thing that I wanted to add about why we are here doing this podcast is that I really believe that community is so important for homeschoolers and for Christians, that we live in a time when culture is against us. The society that we live in is becoming more and more anti-Christian. It's harder and harder for our kids to stay faithful, for moms to stay faithful, and you can't do it when you're isolated. And so I think community is God's way for us to stay strong, and that people need that. And people don't even know what they're missing out on when they don't have a community. So I'm here to help encourage people to build those strong communities together.
Okay, I have one more question for you. When you stepped into leadership, was it what you thought it would be, or what was something that was different than what you thought it would be?
That's a great question. I probably didn't know how humbling being a leader would be. Mm-hmm. Actually didn't have any idea. But that is definitely the case.
So what you're really saying is that it's built your character.
It has built my character. Yes.
There has been lots of refining.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's a tool. It's kind of like when you become a parent, you didn't know how selfish you were until you have a kid, right? And somebody demanding your attention all the time. When you become a leader, you don't know how much... when you're serving other people, you have to lay down your life and lay down your desires and lay down what you want for the sake of the community that you love. So,
because friendships are more important.
Right. Yeah. Relationships are more important.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, Hannah, do you want to share your journey with us?
Sure. So, I'm Hannah. I'm a single mom of two daughters. I started our education journey in homeschooling in a community 10 years ago because I knew that I needed the accountability and support. If I didn't have the accountability on a weekly basis, we wouldn't get much school done at home just because life is busy and I stay busy. At the time, I had younger kids. They were both in elementary school. And I had stepped up to teach some classes, which was fun. And then our leader stepped down, and no one was wanting to jump into that. And I thought, well, my background has equipped me for this. I used to be in management, and so, you know, logistics and that kind of stuff just comes naturally to me. So I thought, okay, let's try this out. I'll do it. And I've been doing it ever since. So,
and we are so thankful.
And it's been good. I've enjoyed it, and there have been challenges. And as Molly said, there's lots of personal growth that comes with being in leadership, which is good. I personally am much more comfortable behind the scenes doing logistic work. I'm not the one to stand up on stage, and that's okay because there are other people that are. So being in community is great because we all get to lend our talents and abilities to work together to make it happen, because it's not a one-man show when you're in community.
For sure.
Community has just been a lifeline for me personally. I can't imagine going through what I have in life without the women that I've been in community with over the last 10 years. And I want more moms to find that support. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage more moms that if you are not in community, to help encourage you to start a community so that you can have that support as well. Because as Molly said, isolation is the devil's playground, and we need to be encouragement to each other to fight the good fight, mm-hmm. because we will be tested in our faith and in our academics and mm-hmm. in our personal lives and everything in between. So,
yeah.
What about you,
Pam? How about you, Pam?
So my homeschool journey, okay, so let me start. I have three girls, 19, almost 17, and 12 at the moment. So not sure when you're going to listen to this, that might change. But I have three girls, and I've homeschooled from the beginning. I have never felt super confident in homeschooling ever. In fact, to this day, I would not say like I'm a super great homeschooler. I would say I'm a better leader than I am a homeschooler.
I would agree with that for myself personally.
Yeah, so if you are feeling like I can't even do this homeschool thing, I shouldn't be leading people, I just put the kibosh on that out so you who God is calling to lead cannot use that excuse now.
That's right.
Because you don't have to be the best homeschooler. You don't have to know all of the homeschool law or anything like that because I'm living proof. I'm kind of the opposite type of leader as Hannah because I have been on stage and I like being on stage and I like talking and I don't do spreadsheets. I'm terrible at that. And logistical things and trying to figure out that stuff. I'm more of a communicator, visionary, and inspiring people. So that's what I do. But how I started was I was actually part of Molly's homeschool support moms group. And I was doing the newsletters for that group at that time. And then when Molly stepped down, she passed the baton to myself and a friend of mine who was doing field trips. So we were involved and we were invested in the moms support group. And so we decided, what else are we gonna do? So we said, my friend and I were like, I don't know what to do. Do you know what to do? We're like, no, okay, well, let's just do what we wanna do and then people can come along us and learn alongside us, just like what Molly did. And then I did that for 7 years and then that's when I entered into a homeschool co-op. I had not been doing any kind of co-op before that or part of any community personally because I was afraid to be involved in a co-op because one, I felt like I wasn't very good at homeschooling, and two, I had some anger issues early on in my homeschool that caused me to be fearful that I would go mad mom on somebody's kid, and I didn't want all of those things exposed, and I really felt that they would be exposed if I went and was involved in a co-op. And then what I found was that all of that was a lie from the enemy to keep me isolated and to when I needed the accountability like what Hannah was talking about. And so I was able to find community and accountability by going to a co-op. Later, five of us decided to start a co-op on our own, and we've done that for 5 years now, and we've built a successful community of people who are really like a big family. So you'll see if you are able to follow in our footsteps, take the advice that we have, not fall into the pitfalls, pit holes, whatever that we fell into, you're going to be able to experience and find that you can create a culture that is like a family. And you'll be surprised how many people don't have that in their lives. And so by you being brave and stepping into what God is calling you to do, you will be able to create this not only for your own family, but for other families too. And so I would say that's the purpose behind me personally, while I wanted to join Molly and Hannah on this team to help you to have the confidence that God has given you these talents and skills and wants you to step into this and be able to feel good about it and not be terrified. Because exactly. You can do it.
You can do it. And I would encourage anybody listening who is feeling that tug that God has saying to you, you should start something. That you listen to that and that you bring other people along with you. Find other people that have gifts that are different than yours and share those gifts together because we are stronger together and you'll be able to do it. And yeah.
So my question would be for you guys is what would you say to somebody who is thinking about maybe starting their own co-op or being a leader of a support group? What would your advice be to them right now? What piece of encouragement would you want to give them?
Start in prayer, seek the Lord's guidance, and find like-minded individuals to come alongside and work together.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. First, pray, because you can't do it without God's help. But if He helps, then all the pieces fall into place. As you are faithful, He is faithful to meet you where you need to be. So look for those like-minded people and take the first step.
Yeah, so with you saying that, I mean, even the three of us, like, there's no way I could do this podcast on my own, which is why we're even in community here right now doing this podcast to help support you. I think my takeaways are, one, just because you don't know doesn't mean you can't do it. So mm-hmm. be encouraged that God will provide you what you need to be able to walk forward in your leadership journey. Two, don't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. God does not, that is not what community is. So if you mm-hmm. feel like you want to start a community, be in community and have a leadership team with you. Rely on each other's gifts. God will provide those people for you. Pray, rely on Him and His knowledge, His wisdom, His faithfulness. You're not alone. You are not by yourself, which is why we are here walking alongside you. Is there anything else that we should say or add to this podcast?
I just am excited to continue this and hope that those who are listening will gain a lot of wisdom, and whatever we have to share, I'm excited to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited to inspire, encourage, and equip those that are coming alongside us on this journey as we grow more Christian communities in the world that we live in.